What's your take on this, Mike?
The incontinence or the lack of incontinence is certainly surprising compared to, albeit older, cryo data, especially from Pisters and others who have shown much higher urethral sloughing rates and risks of rectal and urethral injuries. But certainly with the more modern techniques that are available, it's certainly another excellent option. We're really in a dilemma when we have patients sometimes who receive poor local therapy and they're failing not because they're radiation resistant, but because they didn't get enough radiation, or those patients who are truly radio resistant. I mean, that would be an interesting group of patients to look at separately. I think another aspect that we're also focusing on is the role of, especially with more modern techniques, focal ablative brachytherapy for salvage in these settings. And we're going to be studying this prospectively, at least, to look, again, our endpoints at toxicity.
Len?
Tom, two questions. One of them, you showed a lot of data on seminal vesicle involvement in the salvage prostatectomy setting. Are you changing your cryo technique to freeze the seminal vesicles separately?
Yeah, Harry is the one who's doing all the cryos, as you know. He biopsies the seminal vesicles, and if they are positive, we're about to get those new adjustable temperature small needles that you can actually enter in and visualize where you are and adjust your freeze rate. So that's going to be a big advance. And, you know, the big problem is when you do freeze the seminal vesicles, that's when you really get in, start to see your trouble times.
And the other question is HIFU. In Europe right now, HIFU has just exploded as a salvage technique and has overtaken cryotherapy. What are your thoughts on what you know about the European HIFU experience?
The European HIFU experience, I still have to be convinced about. The British experience currently is that the hospitals have gone out, the trusts have gone and bought a couple of machines. There's one person, maybe two, doing it in the UK at the present time. One's in private practice. There's no acceptable data in the UK at all, and they're all clamoring for it. The data's coming from The Times, from men's magazines, and it's been driven not by data, but by popular demand. Maybe it'll work. I have serious reservations about it, but I honestly have never done it myself, so therefore I shouldn't be condemning it. I'll wait and see. But I think the studies that are being done now, a lot of them are not appropriate, and I think we need to see what a decent randomized study will show. And the other thing I'd like to say is that now your thoughts about directed therapy, we're seeing this with MRI, we're also seeing it with Prostacent, with the ability to deliver, you know, Ron Ellis's data that was presented at this year's AUA, with the ability to direct based on Prostacent or whatever your imaging modality is. It does appear as if that's going to be coming down the pike much quicker than we expect. Now that cryo is getting somewhat safer, now that brachy can be delivered, there's intensity dose brachy going in. And I mean, I think that's here to stay. We're going to see
it. Steve?
You said that all your patients that had histologically confirmed recurrence, which means you're doing biopsy in every man. I'm just wondering, what is the value of that in a patient with an obviously rising PSA? I mean, if you do your prostacent fusion and it's negative for metastatic, are you going to treat regardless of the biopsy findings?
Good question.
I mean, how does that help direct you?
We have been considering that. I mean, fortunately, we very rarely see a negative biopsy in these patients.
So then why do it?
we've had one negative one that had a metastatic signal and was a negative biopsy, and we didn't treat him. And he rapidly went on to hormones because he failed. So, I mean, it's called as a safety thing. I like to get the biopsy. It's been very interesting to look at the number who started out at 3+3, and we've gone back and biopsied them, and they're now 4+4. And I don't know if that's a function of old path readings, if it's a function of I'd like to get their original path and now give it in the modern era and see what they would have originally been classified as. Because another point is a lot of these patients have been understaged in terms of their Gleason grade because of what we now think is a 4 we used to think was.
But it's not changing your practice patterns.
No.
Craig and then Howard?
Just to be fair, since I do most of the salvage prostatectomies at the clinic, this is a different era. We don't have a contemporary series anymore. I mean, the data from Scardino was way back in 95. The mean PSA at the time of operation was probably about 8 to 10. We now do salvages, you know, at 2 or 3. So we've lowered the whole disease down. Our cure rate's much higher bet now. Our stricture rate's much better. I don't think our complications are as low as what Tom showed, though. But I'm saying it's a much different disease. You know, I'm just saying it still is an option. The other thing, too, is we used to do cryo in the mid-90s, and 2-3 years isn't long enough.
Sure.
Just about all of ours have recurred when you follow them out 6 to 7 years. So I think cryo is giving you a nadir, perhaps less than 0.5, but I'm not sure about the durability. The last thing, if your PET scan's positive, why not treat them as well with cryo? You know, it's the local systemic approach. just like what we're doing with positive nodes. You treat the local disease even though you have microscopic nodal disease.
Fair enough.